أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الذين كفروا هل ندلكم على رجل ينبئكم إذا مزقتم كل ممزق إنكم لفي خلق جديد أفترى على الله كذبا أم به جنة بل الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة في العذاب والضلال البعيد أفلم يروا إلى ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم من السماء والأرض إن نشأ نخسف بهم الأرض أو نسقط عليهم كسفا من السماء إن في ذلك لآية لكل عبد منيب صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with Qiyamah, the refutation of the disbelievers in the day of Qiyamah, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the kind of mockery that they had made of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say very mockingly with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates this. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who had disbelieved, they would say to each other, هَلْ نَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى رَجُلْ, should we direct you to such a person, yunabbi'ukum, that he informs you, idha muzziqtum kulla mumazzaq. If we translate this in his literal sense, that when a person is torn totally into pieces, here the reference is made that he is buried into the ground, a time passes and his body disintegrates, joins up with the sand. Now this person, he says this, إِنَّكُمْ لَفِي خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ, then you will become a new creation, that is, you will be resurrected as a total human being on the day of Qiyamah. Such was the kind of mockery that they would mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that they would make a mockery of this concept of the day of Qiyamah. Further, they would carry on and they would say, أَفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Either he is doing this deliberately, that he is fabricating a lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ambihi jinna, or maybe he is forced to do so because he is possessed, or he is mad, or he is insane, wa na'udhu billah. So sometimes they used to mock Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. The response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down of severity, of authority, and Allah says, بَلِ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ فِي الْعَذَابِ. Nay, the reality is this, that those who do not believe in the akhirah, فِي الْعَذَابِ, they are in the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, by these kind of beliefs, they have already earned the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It's a different thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them respite. Allah gives them chances to think, to reflect, to ponder, and if they make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that tawbah. وَالضَّلَالِ الْبَعِيدِ. And the second is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, has not deliberately fabricated anything or any lie upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, nor is وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insane. But the reality is this, that you yourself, you are in a very far-fetched deviation. You have deviated very far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that they have far deviated from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because the answers to all this with regards to Qiyamah is here in this very world. Very world in the sense that Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Why do they not look ahead of them, in front of them, behind them, look at the skies and look at the earth? And when we see the skies and we see the earth, we will realize that this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers, had believed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. So if Allah ta'ala created the skies, if Allah ta'ala created the earth, then it is natural that Allah will have that power, that even if a body has totally disintegrated, even if 10 bodies or a million bodies have disintegrated, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can resurrect them, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the power. So all this lies right in front of you, the reality of it. You can see the skies, you can see the earth, etc. إِنَّ شَأْ نَخْسِفْ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ نُسْقِطْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسَفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that if Allah wants to, Allah can exercise His might, Allah can exercise His qudrat and His power. And Allah says, if we so desire, نَخْسِفْ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ, then we can cause the ground, the earth to open, and we can sink them into the ground. This very same ground that is a means of reflection, the very same earth that is a means of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this very same earth can be a means of one's destruction and the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. أَوْ نُسْقِطْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسَفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And when they look up into the sky, they never had seen any fault, any blemish with the sky. But that very same sky, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, that could have been a means of hidayat and guidance and gaining a person close to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah could have just torn out a small piece of the sky and dropped it upon mankind, and man would have been totally destroyed. It is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not open up the earth and the earth swallows us, and nor is it is the fadl of Allah ta'ala, that nor does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause a little piece of the sky to fall upon us. A little small iron falls from the top of a building and it drops onto a person, and that person is killed immediately. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes chunks of the sky and drops it upon us, what will happen to insan? So these very same points which we can see the qudrat of Allah, reflect, look at it and reflect the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these very same creations can become the means of our total destruction. And in conclusion, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. Certainly in that is a sign, a very great sign in the skies, in the earth, in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every servant of Allah that returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, the word munib that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, one is that a person continuously turns towards Allah. Whatever he sees, he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He attributes it to the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever he sees, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such is a person that if he breaks the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he will turn towards Allah and he will seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He looks at the skies and he will realize the greatness of Allah, and he engages in the dhikr and ibadat of Allah. He looks at the earth, he looks at the mountains, he looks at whatever creation, and immediately in his heart he reflects the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If perchance he looks in his own life and he sees that he's disobeyed the commandments of Allah, then he will turn towards Allah and he will seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand shows the extreme audacity the kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah had when they would say things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with this, hidden in these ayat is the extreme rahmah and mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that no matter how audacious a person may become, no matter how much guts a person may have to break the commandments of Allah, yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not destroy a person immediately. Allah does not send down His adab immediately. Allah gives us time to reflect, to ponder, to make amends and turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.